Amen. Well, we've come to the final session. A time of celebration. But also, I don't know, it's like Beatrice is saying, I wish we could all stay here for a while longer. And how many of you don't want to go home yet? Yeah, it's like something has drawn us because the presence of God has been here. And I don't know about you, but when the presence of God is here, I'd rather stay there, wouldn't you? And sometimes we think that the presence of God kind of only exists at conferences. Some of you may be thinking, oh no, I've got to go to the office next week. Oh, I've got to go back to my community and oh no, winter's coming. And you kind of begin to, on the day-to-day level of things, you kind of say, well, what happened at Quata? Am I any different or have I changed? Did God change me from one degree of glory to another degree of glory? Okay, I want you to look into the eyes of the person next to you. Would you do that? And say, yeah, the glory looks good right now.
Yeah, what?
Yes, the glory looks good right now. And then say, stay in Jesus' name. You know, Paul writes in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 11.
Chapter 1, verse 11.
He says, I long to be with you. Because I want to impart some spiritual gift to you. I want to impart some spiritual gift to you. And for us at Singing Waters, since we came back last year, we've longed to be with you. And because as much as we receive, we want to freely give back. It's up in our heart this week to impart to you something spiritual into your heart. Last Sunday night, Donna opened the conference. And she says, what is the fact or is it just an opinion?
What?
Is it fact or is it opinion? In other words, as we look at our lives, is it what we think it is, or actually is it fact? How many of you this week have realized that the enemy has deceived you in some way? Yeah, and he had you forming an opinion about something. Maybe it's an opinion about God. Maybe it's an opinion about yourself. Maybe it's an opinion about your spouse. Or your children. Or your parents. And all of a sudden you realize that opinion was not fact, it was not truth. Because the one thing that never changes is that God is a God of truth, and His truth will never change. And throughout this last week, we pray that what has been imparted and seeded into your hearts is truth.
Because
when that truth goes into the very depths of our heart, something comes alive. How many of you feel you've received truth which has made you come alive this week? And you know what the scripture says? What does the truth do? The truth will set you
free.
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 And who the Son sets free is
free.
You see, we have longed to be with you so that we could impart truth into your lives this week. And even though the conference finishes tonight, some of you have encountered truth which will go with you to the grave. But better than that, that truth will go to you to eternity. Because the revelation of truth will always be the same, and when we join the angels in heaven before the throne of God, we will see the magnitude of that truth, and we will bow before Him and go, Amen.
Amen.
You see, when that truth is sown in, it is Jesus which is being sown into you. Jesus says about Himself, I am the way. You see, He's been looking for you who's been buried somewhere deep inside, and He's found the way to you. How many of you feel like Jesus has led you out of a pit somehow this week? So Jesus is the way, He's guiding you along the path. And then He says, I am the truth, and we know that truth is setting us free. And He says, no one can go to the Father except through Me. So where is Jesus taking you with this truth? He's taking you to His Father. He's taking you closer to Daddy. He's showing you what it means to be loved by the Father. He's been opening your heart for more of the Father's love into your life. And so as you've been pulled out of that pit, how many of you have also realized that you've found love in a deeper way this week? And how many of you are anticipating more love? Just turn to the person next to you and say, this is going to be good. Okay? Stretch out your hand to that person. And go, more love! And the great thing about this conference finishing tonight is this. Because even though Donna, Andy, myself and the team, we're going to be leaving back down
south.
And some of you go, oh, that's sad. It's not sad. Because Jesus is saying, I've left somebody for you. And you say, but how do I hold on to this truth that I've got? How do I hold on to this truth? I haven't got Donna leading me and soaking in the presence of God. I have got Andy preaching into my face. You know, how am I going to hold on to this truth? Jesus says, well, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Now, how many of you have the Holy Spirit? Let me see those hands. How many of you got the Holy Spirit? Now, is the Holy Spirit here? Is he there? Or there? No, where is he? We're here.
Tamani, here.
Yummy Holy Spirit. He's right here. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Donna was talking out of John 14. He won't leave you as orphans. You don't need to be isolated anymore. You have the Holy Spirit of truth, and He will establish that truth for you. And if some of you are leaving here tonight, I don't know if I can remember everything. I still got so many things to deal with. Holy Spirit says, I know. That's why I'm here. So stop looking at the problem and start looking here. Because I want to speak truth to you. I want to remind you how the Father sees you. I want to remind you that I love you. And your security is in me. You know, just after Jesus died, the disciples, they were kind of really scared. They didn't know what was going to happen. They were afraid that the authorities were going to look for them and they would be killed. And so they found themselves hiding in a room and all of a sudden, Jesus appears. Now, if you were a disciple, what would you say? You know what I would say? Wouldn't you do the same? And all of a sudden, Jesus comes in, and you know what the first thing he says to them? Because these disciples, the one that they found security, they thought was dead. The one that they thought was their future, they thought was dead. The one they put their hope in, it was dead. And is there any hope in dead? Is there any hope in dead? No. And so when Jesus comes before them, you know, they go, you're supposed to be dead. And the thing is, that you think when they see Jesus, they'll be happy. But instead, the disciples go,
"Aah!"
And so Jesus says this to them. He says, "Peace to you." You see, in the same sort of way, you're leaving here and some of you are worried, and Jesus is saying, "Peace to you." In the passage in John 20, after Jesus said, "Peace to you," do you know what the disciples did? They started looking at him. They started looking at the holes in his hands and his side. Is this real? And it's they're still scared. Have you ever been in a place where you're really nervous? Jesus says, "Be calm," but you're still nervous. You're going to a situation, you say, "God, I'm scared." And Jesus says, "Trust me, peace." And you go, "Peace, peace, peace. Oh, I'm scared." This is what happened to the disciples in this passage. And Jesus says, the second time, "Peace be with you." Now, just lay your hands on the person next to you. Just touch their shoulder. Okay? And just say, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you. Just say, "I release the peace of God in you." Receive His peace. How are you doing there? Okay. And then, in that moment, Jesus does something. And in the same way that God breathed upon Adam up his nostrils, Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit. He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and He breathed into them. Breathing. Right now, the Holy Spirit's right here. And Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Jesus
and He breathed. For a moment, close your eyes. And inhale. Be filled. Breathe out. All that fear, breathe it out.
Then
and breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. You see, when you leave this place, you do not leave with a human being going beside you. Because we're human, we're going to let you down. I'm not perfect, I'm a sinner too. I have issues too. Each one of our team, we're not perfect. And as much as you think you want me to be in your house, I assure you, I will drive you crazy. I've driven Phil crazy all night. Remember the first day I said I was full of wind? He's been hearing the wind at night. It's a good thing I taught him forgiveness the other night. It's a good thing I taught him forgiveness the other night. You see, we human beings will let each other down. We human beings will let each other down, right? It's not our heart to just circumstances happen and we let each other down. But when Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit, you are to receive something that will never go away. Something that a person that will never fail you, who will counsel you, who will comfort you, who will lead you back into truth. And you see, Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1. That because you've received the truth, the inheritance of Christ, so this week, the truth that you've been receiving is part of your inheritance. And because you've been receiving that inheritance in Christ, it says you'll then be sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Now,
when you are sealed with something, it's like I was born in Hong Kong. And so I've got this thing that says made in Hong Kong, just it's sealed right on me. It won't be taken off me. It is permanent. You cannot take it out. It's sealed right there. And tonight, we want to pray for you. We're saying, it's not about us, it's about the Holy Spirit that's going to be working in you when you leave here. And what we want to pray is we want to impart something to you. We want to seal everything that God has done in your life and ask the Holy Spirit to seal it in you.
Take
and So if God has been showing you how valuable you are, we're going to seal it and say, Holy Spirit, remind this person every day. If some of you, you've experienced the fire of God in you, we're going to say, Holy Spirit, seal it and keep that fire burning. If some of you have discovered that the Father loves you so deeply, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to seal that love deep into your hearts.
You
see, as we leave Kwatak in these next few days, you know, we may never see each other again. I hope not, but we may never see each other again. Until the day we, every tongue and every tribe and nation, come before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But the seal of the Holy Spirit goes whether you go south, north, east, or west. So simply tonight, receive the Holy Spirit afresh. And let Him seal the work that Jesus and the Father has been doing in your hearts. Let's pray for a moment. Can we do that? I'm going to ask you to stand. Can we
just
stand? And in a few moments, we're going to just ask you to come to the front. But before we do that, would you just open your hands and open them up to the Holy Spirit? Would you do that?
As
we open our hands, it's like receiving a gift.
And
can I tell you, as much as we're going to seal in what God is doing, it has done in your life this week. I've got this funny feeling in my spirit that God might actually want to give you more than that. Because He's a God of abundance and He loves to give overly and abundantly more than you could ask or imagine. So before we do any praying, I just want you, out of your lips, I want you to begin to thank and praise God for everything He's done for you. Let it flow out of your mouth. Don't keep it in your head. Let it flow out of your mouth. It says in the Psalms, from the lips of children, you have ordained praise to silence the foe. So begin to praise Him. Begin to magnify Him. Begin to love Him and adore Him. Begin to thank Him for all the incredible things He's been doing. Declare the truth that he's been speaking to you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Holy Spirit, we love you. We love who you are. We love what the Father has sent you to do in our lives. Each one of us, we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And you've been cleansing this temple, Lord, this week. You've been making into a sanctuary for your presence. And so, in this sanctuary, we want to welcome the fullness of the Holy Spirit in that place. Now, I want you to put your hands over your bellies. Would you do that? And I want you to just simply say, I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I welcome the Holy Spirit. I welcome you to stay. I welcome the fullness of your work in my life. Now, Holy Spirit, would you just come? Here he comes. Whoa. Let him fill you. He's filling you up. As you begin to feel something on the inside, ask the Lord to increase it. Increase, Father. Increase the gift of your Spirit in our lives, Father.
Whoa!
Be filled with His fire. Let the river of God flow through you. See, the Holy Spirit is within you. He wants you to know He's there. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You will not be left alone. And as you leave this place, cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit within. He is so tangible. He is so real. And He wants to be real to you. For some of you, it will be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. For some of you, you'll be going on journeys that you never discovered with Him in the Spirit. But you see, wouldn't you rather go with the Holy Spirit than with Andy or myself? Holy Spirit is much better friend than we could ever be. Thank you, Father.
Whoa.
More, Father. More, Father. More, Father.
Atilo.
You know, simply, I'm going to ask the ministry team, let's just go around, and would you just lay hands on each person, and as you pray for them, just now seal the work of the Holy Spirit in you. And if the Lord gives you any more, just pray that in. Would you do that, ministry team? Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Wow, the Holy Spirit. More, Father. Seal that work. Seal that work. Whoa. Thank you, Father. Seal that work deep on the inside. This beautiful woman of God. Whoa. More Holy Spirit. Whoa. Increase. We love your presence, Holy Spirit. We love your presence. We ask for more of this presence, Lord.
Whoa.
Touching deeply. Be filled. Be filled. Whoa. Whoa. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence, Father. For those of you watching on television, you be filled too. You receive the Holy Spirit of truth. Let that Holy Spirit of truth lead you to truth. Let him lead you to Jesus. That truth will be your hope.
Whoa.
That truth will be your joy. Here's the truth that takes you out of the pit and brings you into life. Whoa! Whoa! He brings you into life. He is the one who will turn your grief and mourning into dancing.
Whoa.
Receive. Thank you. More, Father. More. Receive His joy. Receive His joy. A garment of praise instead of mourning. Whoa. Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you. Whoa. We love you. Whoa, let the river of life just flow into you. Flow. More joy, Father. Joy.
Here. Do I go to the front side?
Those in the back haven't gotten. Starting here, Dr. Helen. Starting with the young lady there. Oh, Phil is there. Okay, the next.
Whoa, thank you, Father.
She's done.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
She was done. I don't know about the other ones.
Helen. If nobody's prayed for you, put your hand up, okay? Receive the Holy Spirit. Be sealed. Be sealed with the Holy Spirit. Life. Whoa, more. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Whoa, there he is. Thank you, Father. Let's receive. Receive. Just breathe the Holy Spirit. Breathe Him in. Breathe Him in. Oh. Fire of God. Let the fire of the Spirit rise up within. Fire. Deep within. We love you, Holy Spirit. We love your presence. We love your presence. Whoa.
Yes.
Oh. And that joy. Just go with me, Father. Go.
Charles is coming.
Receive the Holy Spirit. Whoa. Just let it go. Just be free. Let
Jesus in. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word. This is the air I breathe.
Just receive.
I'm desperate. shepherd for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. Ne'aku ya'i vagi'atan umajuti to'a uqaw siti uvanu and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. There's no way you're for the world. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Kikiat doktau lauravin eatane doku laukma piyuma yaunane. Digo la hua, isumagigabinga. Kikia tuktau gavi ilu virtau luti tuku lautu piu mayau nani piruksi atitu tuklirartau gavi. You took the fall and thought of me above. Above all power, above all king, above all nature,
there are doors opening for you, Lizzie.
And all created things
years ago you dreamt of,
above all
and
wisdom,
you've held them on the shelf for many years,
and all the ways of
man. And I just see
man.
The Lord just take those doors and say, there's a time.
You were there before the world began.
And you'll know it's me. Because as you open that door, you think, wow, this is
above all kingdoms.
Because God orchestrated it.
Above all thrones.
You've been faithful in the little.
Above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall.
Tại quá rút siêu dâu.
I thought of
you. Khu dâu si ma yun. Ikatuyepi yun na lini pi si ma yun maung alaw le tamani ningit. Ani ajak si malaga takau tilugit. Ikatui japi, tama unga si majuit. Oksi tuk tau niang mata. Rutsiu jau lutik. Ila rutsiu jau niang mata. Maunga laulit.
We're calling for justice committees to come forward as it has been requested.
Ikatui jinik. Ya konukil tuarale kutim pisima yumi anga jo khawnak mek bigumi agamek e khatok taw jaqyalik inyuk kamage suri gamiu anga jo khawni alme authority me tigumi aqtaw jutakwa.
Steve, Donna, you pray takwa tutiu jaw lawli. These people, these ladies, they're holding authority. They're justice committees. The justice committees, local justice committees, they see people who have gone through the courts, the smaller matters. So they handle them. So they're holding up authority. Yeah, they have, yes.
Akokta yut sanik tunwa nok to khalokle
Nuna litukhait ikayo khategit tukut. Mau ngalang malit, nuna litukhait ikayo khategit tukut.